Hello and welcome to the Endurance Glow. My name is Benitria and I am super, super duper excited to be back on episode 2. Anyways, my birthday is in 10 minutes. I'm super excited. All glory, all honor, and all praise belongs to God. I cannot believe that I am turning 29 in 10 minutes. Like, this is the last 10 minutes of my life that I'll ever be 28. And then after these 10 minutes, I'll be 29 for a whole year. Like, oh my gosh. And then next year, I'm going to be 30. But honestly, my 20s was ghetto, baby. And it seemed like these 20s took forever. Hello, 29 and almost 30. I'm so glad to be on the way to the 30s, baby. Because the 29s was ghetto fabulous. Anyways. So today I just want to talk about the importance of dreams. I'm going to tell y'all a little bit of dreams that I had, that which was absolutely crazy, which was just like, girl, this is too much. You know what I'm saying? It was a lot of dreams and it was crazy. And it was to the point where I told God, this is too much. And I told him, I was like, I need a break, God. Like, I told God that I needed a break, because it was like I was fighting in my dreams every night, literally fighting against witches, fighting against all of this stuff. It was a lot. And it was almost to the point where I did not want to go to sleep. And I'm a girl who loves her sleep. Like, other people say it takes them a while to fall asleep. I will fall asleep at the drop of a dime. Well, not the drop of a dime. I ain't gonna say that. But when I get to bed, get under them covers, turn that fan on, I'm knocked, okay? It don't take nothing. Like, I never really have sleepless nights. So imagine me, like, not wanting to sleep. It was hard, but I didn't want to sleep. But anyways, in all glory, honor belongs to you, Father God. I just thank you on today, and I just pray for anyone that is listening right now. I just pray that you just touch them, bless their minds right now, Father God. We ask that you bless their finances right now, Father God. We ask that you reveal everything in their lives that needs exposure. Bring them revelation, Father God, so that your will can be in full effect in their lives, God. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. I'm excited about turning 29. But anyways, I just want to talk about dreams. And I'm only going to give a few dreams. But this is the importance of dreams. This is how important dreams are. When I was 21, I had a dream that I was at my grandmother's house, stood up on a bed. Well, it was a hospital bed in her living room. I stood up off the hospital bed, had a hospital gown on, looked down, my right leg was gone. I woke up, I was like, wow, that's a weird dream. Went on about my business. I'm like, that is a weird dream. Make a long story short, about 2 or 3 months later in February, yeah, I was at my grandmother's house. Got shot in my right leg. But that's another story time for another day. I will actually tell that story time, because God brought me through. Thank you, Jesus. But had I paid attention to that dream, let me tell you something, because when you have dreams like that, you can always cancel your dreams. Even if it's like a demonic dream, cancel it, rebuke it, renounce it, denounce it. Those dreams are not a part of the will of God for you. And then sometimes dreams are just warnings from God. So anyways, had that dream and yeah, end up getting shot. Then in February of 2020, my grandmother was sick and I was in the hospital with her. I spent the night at the hospital with her. That night I had a dream. It was me and her. We were in the back seat of the car, and I had got shot in the head in a dream. God forbid that. But anyways, it was in a dream. When I woke up, I got scared, and I was just like, Jesus, please don't take my grandmother from me. Needless to say, that May, she died. That was 2020. 2021, I had a dream. Me and my brother were arguing, and he shot me in the face. First thing I thought was he was going to die. And I was like, but my brother doesn't live this type of lifestyle, so he'll be fine. Needless to say, that May, my brother passed away unexpectedly. he was murdered, and I'm just like, this is crazy. So year 22, February, I have another dream. But this time I tell God, I'm like, God, there's no way you're preparing me for this. You could have told me that my brother was going to die 5 years ago on May 13th, 2021, and I still wouldn't have been prepared. So what exactly is this? What do you want me to do with this information? Because it's not, this is hurting me. Shortly after that, maybe right after that, I remember I was in a car. I heard something on the radio saying fast and pray. I had never went on a fast at this time. I would always hear something. Every time I would have a problem, something would say, this was when I was out in the world. And something would say, fast about it, fast about it. But I didn't know what fasting meant. I didn't know the spiritual meaning of fast. I didn't know how important fasting was. So anyways, I did a 21-day fast. That was my very first fast. And it was very simple. I didn't eat any food. I mean, I only ate food between 1 p.m. and 9 p.m. And I only drank water the whole time. And that was, the water part was hard for me because at that time I was drinking wine, a lot of wine. So that was hard for me. But anyways, I'm not going to lie. When that May came around, May 22, I was a little nervous. But that fast worked. It for sure did. But that right there alone just like lets us know, like, God really is warning us in our dreams. And then you also have dreams where the enemy can't do anything unless you agree with it. So when you have these dreams and you just say, oh, I had a dream such and such happened, you didn't cancel it, you just came into agreement with it. What do you think that means? You came into agreement with it. You didn't cancel it. That's what that means. And so now you've given the devil full permission. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you how tricky the devil is. Once you start to cancel your dreams, once you start to really pay attention to your dreams and interpret your dreams, he will try to attack you and make you forget your dreams. He'll try to make sure that your dreams are snatched from you. So you always have to pray. And one trick that works for me is when I wake up and I don't remember my dream, I get up and I give God thanks, and those dreams are immediately downloaded back into me. And I'm like, oh my God, I dreamed that. Oh my God. You know, but anyways. So I've had a lot of dreams. I will even tell you about this dream scared me. This was in 22 when I really started to take God serious, like towards the end of 22. I really began to take God seriously, and I asked God to expose any witches around me. So that night, I mean, God answered that prayer with the quickness. He was almost like, yes, finally, we can get to business. I can let you know what's up. Thank you so much for asking. As the scripture reads, you have not because you ask not. So that night I had a dream. It was a known witch. I knew this lady in my family was a witch. Everybody knows she's a witch. But it was another lady. And it was so shocking because I was like, oh my God. The dream scared me so much. I woke up, stayed up for about 30 minutes, and was just praying. When I went back to sleep, that dream started over. Okay? Because God was like, no, I need you to know what's happening. I need you to know that they have you bound. Oh yeah, they did. They did. But God is good. He's a deliverer. He is a deliverer. But that just woke up so much in me. Then he began to show me in my dreams the things that they were doing, the promises that they were snatching, how they tried to taint and destroy my destiny. And this is family we're talking about, okay? But I hope ain't no family members listening to this. No, but for real. So anyways, I've had a lot of dreams. And the point is that when you're dreaming, pay attention to your dreams. And it is now 12 a.m., September 19th, and I am officially 29 years old. All glory, all honor belongs to God. No, seriously, thank you for anybody that tuned into this short little dream story time and all of that. I could go on longer about this dream, but I'll do a part two. But anyways, thank you so much for tuning into the Endurance Glow. I'm very humble, actually, for anybody that's listening. And I would just love any feedback. Like, if anybody, you know, that is listening to my podcast, I would love any type of feedback. You know, you can always, I actually have to make a Gmail account and make a TikTok and an Instagram page and all of that, because I really want to be able to, I want people to be able to communicate with me, especially people who are new on their Christian journey, like, for sure, because it was hard for me, and it's hard when you don't have a community. So I, like, really want to build a community of just, like, young in the faith. You don't even have to be young in the faith. Well, actually, young in the faith is, you can be, like, physically young, like, age-wise, or that you can be 50 and you're, you know, like, spiritually young, like, you just not gave your life to God. But I just want to build a community of faith believers. So I'm excited. But the next episode, or maybe by episode 5, I'll have all the contact information up and everything. But thank y'all so much for anybody that has been tuning into the Endurance Glow. And have a nice day, night, morning, evening.